Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 9 regarding Tracy, T-R-E-C-Y, Timbers, T-I-M-B-E-R-S. Tracy Timbers is a 40-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/25/15. Appeared at that time, a tree fell on the work van that she was driving at 55 miles per hour. Appeared it did not intrude into the vehicle, nor did she experience loss of consciousness. Period. She was able to stop the vehicle, but believes she injured her back, neck, and arm. Period. She went to the emergency room in Cherry Hill afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to the diagnosis of herniated disc, bulging disc, and a Bankart lesion, tears, and a labral tear in her left arm. Period. The latter were repaired surgically. Period. In January 2019, she saw her primary care physician. Period. He referred her to an orthopedist. Period. He then sent her for an MR arthrogram of the shoulder, after which another surgery was done in September 2021. Period. She continues to receive physical therapy in a second round of same for a two-month period. Period. She is followed by Dr. McMillan, M-C, capital M-I-L-L-I-A-N. Period. New paragraph. I am not in receipt of her early contemporaneous course of treatment documentation. Period. Moreover, I am not in receipt of any prior permanency evaluations. Period. Records show she did receive an order approving settlement on 2/1/18 to be inserted here. Period. She applied for a reopener on 1/22/20. Period. Along with it, she submitted answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. She denied receiving additional treatment for her neck or back since the entry of the award on 2/12/18. Period. She did receive treatment from Dr. McMillan, including x-rays, recent MRI, and two injections. Period. She had started a new job doing customer service at Parks, P-A-R-X, Casino. Period. She denied any new accidents to her neck, low back, or left shoulder since the entry of the prior award. Period. In paragraph, treatment records show Ms. Timbers was seen in Dr. McMillan's office by his physician assistant on 10/3/19. Period. She related being involved in a work-related accident in 2015. Period. She was driving a truck down Route 38 when a tree fell on top of her car. Period. She was driving people with developmental disabilities. Period. She had worked through it and was told there was nothing wrong by a physician. Period. She had an MRI without contrast. Period. She told this practitioner the shoulder was constantly hurting her and felt somewhat loose over the years, but she never had it worked up further. Period. In the last 6 months, she had increasing pain with leaning on the shoulder, as well as sleeping and reaching overhead. Period. She had therapy in the past without success. Period. She was examined and underwent x-rays of the left shoulder. They were unremarkable. Period. It was suspected she had a labral injury. Period. An MR arthrogram of the shoulder was ordered. Period. On 10/3/19, she underwent x-rays of the left shoulder in the office that showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. The MR arthrogram was done on 10/30/19 to be inserted. Period. These results were reviewed with her in an office visit of 1/6/20. Period. Dr. McMillan noted there were no signs of overt tearing, but there was a large capsule. Period. He referred her for a course of formal physical therapy at NovaCare. Period. In paragraph on 5/28/20, Dr. Lipschultz performed an orthopedic evaluation. Period. He wrote the MRI showed bursitis with subacromial impingement, but there were no signs of tearing of the rotator cuff or labrum. Period. He administered a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder on that occasion. Period. She followed up on 5/28/20 when he did enumerate her earlier course of treatment. That will be inserted as marked. Period. He wrote, Ms. Timbers is now approximately 5 years. Status post her work-related motor vehicle accident. Appears she had a benign physical exam that day with full range of motion of her neck and shoulder. Appears she was neurologically intact and currently working without restrictions. Appears if Dr. McMillan's records became available, he would be happy to review them. Appears at that time, he saw no indication for further evaluation or treatment of her shoulder in regard to the work accident of 5/25/15. Appears she did return to Dr. Lipschultz on 12/21/20 when he provided answers to when he was provided with the records that were requested. Period. His findings and conclusions will be inserted here as marked. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Abduction and flexion of the left shoulder were to 55 and 75 degrees, respectively. Period. External rotation was to 60 degrees. Period. Independent adduction, common extension, and internal rotation were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Imagine muscle test was 5/-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tender to palpation at the anterior and lateral left shoulder, as well as the lateral clavicle, but there was none on the right. She was unable to tolerate provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. Period. Spine cervical. She was tender at the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic. There was tenderness in the midline at T1. Lumbosacral. The SLR deferred macro. Impressions on 5/25/15, Tracy Timbers was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. She was wearing a shoulder harness at the time, but did not sustain any distinct bodily trauma. Period. She was treated conservatively and underwent an extensive diagnostic workup over the years. Period. She later underwent evaluation at Lourdes Medical Associates in the office of Dr. McMillan. Period. She had an MR arthrogram on 10/30/19. Period. She then was seen by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He concluded her MRI was unremarkable and she did not require further treatment relative to the subject event. Period. The paragraph of the current examination found there to be markedly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. She was unable to tolerate provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. Period. She had mildly reduced strength in left shoulder abduction. Period. New paragraph at this time. I do not believe the petitioner has reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Although this may not be the case relative to the subject event of more than 6 years ago. Period. She remains under treatment. Period. I cannot offer a permanency level at this time. Period. I would be happy to do so once her treatment has been completed with the conclusion of physical therapy. period, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the cervical or lumbar spines, period, end.